Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about a potential new AI coding model. Let's dive in.
Exciting. So what's the buzz about this mystery model? Another OpenAI creation, perhaps?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. It claims to be ChatGPT, created by OpenAI, but some are speculating it could be from another company entirely. It's a real head-scratcher.
Intriguing. But how does it perform? Is it all hype, or does it have the coding chops to back it up?
Oh, it's got the chops all right. This thing is amazing at code, blazing fast too. I threw a bunch of tests at it. An e-commerce site with a functional cart, a snake game with stylish graphics. It handled them all with impressive finesse. Not perfect, mind you, but exceptionally good for one-shot prompts.
Wow, that's impressive. Did you put it through any more rigorous tests? Something beyond the usual coding challenges?
Absolutely. I integrated it into my micromanager project, a system for delegating coding tasks to different levels of AI engineers. I assigned it the role of a mid-level engineer, and guess what? It excelled. Flawless back-end validation, seamless code navigation. It even orchestrated tasks as the micromanager itself, distributing work to other AI agents. Color me impressed.
Hold on. It managed the entire delegation process? That's a whole other level of capability. Any weaknesses you've observed so far?
Well, it doesn't seem to be a reasoning model in the traditional sense, more of a next token prediction powerhouse. But honestly, its coding proficiency is so high that it might not even matter. I even gave it my traffic simulation challenge, a notoriously difficult one, and it generated a functional app on the first try. Cars moving, traffic lights changing, mind-blowing.
So, how does it stack up against other coding models, like Gemini 2.5 Pro? Is this the new king of the hill?
It's too early to definitively crown it. I've spent countless hours with Gemini, so I know its strengths and weaknesses inside and out. This new model needs more testing. But my gut feeling? It might be even better at front-end development. Only time will tell, but it's definitely a contender.
This is all incredibly exciting. A potential free, powerful coding model that could revolutionize AI-assisted development. What's the catch? There has to be one, right?
Well, the big unknown is the cost. If it stays free and maintains this level of performance, it's a game changer. If it gets pricey, I might relegate it to more complex, senior-level tasks in my micromanager setup to optimize costs.
Makes sense. So final verdict? Is this mystery model worth checking out?
Absolutely. Go explore it, experiment with it, and see what it can do for you. It's a truly impressive piece of AI engineering. And hey, while you're at it, like and subscribe. Until next time, everyone, peace out.
Goodbye.